Not all bad news for the planet. Climate change is one of the greatest challenges of our time. Our planet is warming up, and we're part of the problem. Overpopulation and pollution destroy natural resources. Fortunately, it's not all bad news out there. We've caused the problem. Here's how we're going to fix it.
Save our beaches. A Kiwi company, DB Export, did its bit for the environment by designing a machine that crushes beer bottles into sand substitute. Sea sand is used in construction to make concrete, and the global demand for sand is increasing every year. Instead of selling sand from New Zealand's beaches, the sand substitute is sold, and the beaches are left alone. According to DB Export, two-thirds of the world's beaches are in danger. We're proud to protect our beaches for future generations, said Sean O'Donnell, marketing director at the company. About 60,000 tonnes of glass goes to landfill sites every year. This project will keep the glass out of landfill sites and keep the sand on our beaches. New Zealand Herald.
One of the biggest challenges we face today is how to use energy sustainably.
Powered by nature. Portugal made history by running only on renewable energy for 4 days in a row. The whole country was powered by wind, solar, and hydro-generated electricity. This is a big achievement for a European country, but what seems extraordinary today will be common in Europe in just a few years, says James Watson, the CEO of Solar Power Europe. Greenpeace UK.
More than half of the world's population now live in cities. Our urban environment destroys the habitats of wild animals, but some of them are starting to adapt to city life.
Animals adapting. The fastest birds in the world, peregrine falcons, are becoming a common sight in New York City. There are now more nesting peregrine falcons in the city than anywhere else in the world. The urban environment with its many skyscrapers is an ideal hunting ground for these birds of prey. There are pigeons all year round, which means that the falcons don't have to migrate. They use the warm air rising from the metal and glass buildings to get high into the sky. They fly up to 1 kilometer above the city looking for prey. Reuters.
The reintroduction of wolves to a national park shows us that in nature, everything is connected.
Reintroducing wolves saves a famous park. When the wolves were wiped out in Yellowstone National Park in the U.S., the population of elks and deer rose dramatically. This led to overgrazing, and the landscape suffered. In 1995, wolves were reintroduced to the park, and biologists could study what happens when a predator returns to an area. First of all, the wolves soon controlled the number of elks. Secondly, they kept the elks on the move. The elks couldn't just go to their favorite spot to graze anymore. They had to move around, which in turn meant that the grass and other vegetation had a chance to recover. Soon, different species of trees began to grow again, especially along the rivers. The trees helped to clean the water. Because the quality of the water improved, beavers returned to the park. And because the trees recovered, many species of birds came back too. The wolves had changed the landscape, creating space for other animals, birds, and reptiles. Biologists realized that wolves are a keystone species, an animal that plays a crucial role in the way an ecosystem works. YellowstonePark.com.
Habitat loss, poaching, and diseases have made mountain gorillas one of the most endangered animals alive. There are only about 950 mountain gorillas left.
Gorilla doctors. The gorilla doctors are fighting to save the mountain gorillas in the vast rainforest in Central Africa. A team of 16 doctors work in a huge area that covers 3 countries, Rwanda, Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. They perform routine checkups, treat orphaned infants, and even do surgery in the jungle. It's incredibly risky work. A male gorilla once punched a doctor in the face. Dr. Mike Cranfield, who has been running Gorilla Doctors for 18 years, reported that the number of gorillas is gradually increasing. CBS News.